going on, guys? And welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen, and I'm here with my co-host, Marit. Welcome back. So we're going to talk a little bit about vehicles today and what makes them a business expense. I'm kind of excited about this because we definitely take full advantage of this topic.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of clients that confuse what is business use for a vehicle, what can I deduct, what can I not deduct. And so I really think it's important, first of all, to track your miles and take a look at how many of the miles are business use, right? We want to look at total miles for the year and then business miles, and then we get the percentage for the vehicle. So Kristen, I know you have an awesome way of doing this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your spreadsheet and how you do it?
Yeah, I am a spreadsheet guru. I think I've talked about this before. I have an accounting background. So when I was taking my classes, spreadsheets were, you just had to know the ins and outs of everything with spreadsheets. So I track all the miles for all of our vehicles because all the vehicles have business use at some point throughout the year. For us, we own two different rental businesses. I have my main S Corp. So we have a lot of different moving parts. So I track each vehicle separately, where we went, what we did, and the total miles used during whatever the situation was that we were getting ourselves into that day. At the end of the year, I have this total. The most important thing every year, and every year I always freak out and I'm like, what was the starting point of my mileage for last year, for this year? So I'll go back and I have to look at my spreadsheet from the year before to see what we ended with. And then that gives me a starting point for the current year. And then I deduct my business use from my handy dandy spreadsheet. And that gives me a business use and a personal use. So all the miles that weren't tracked are personal use. And then you just divide them by the total mileage. And then you figure out what the percentage was for business and what the percentage was for personal.
And that's important to get that percentage because that's going to be the amount of the expense that you're able to deduct, which I want to circle back to. But I do want to tell you a great tip, and it makes your mileage deduction a little bit more audit proof, is just at the end of the year, go and get your car serviced somewhere. Because if you get just like an oil change or your tires rotated, if you live in a snowy state, you know, you're going to want to get those snow tires on. They will make a note of your ending mileage. And then that way, not only do you have it in your spreadsheet, but if you ever were to go under audit and they kind of wanted to prove that you put that many miles on the car, you can actually have a report, you know, from a repair place that will substantiate what you said. So just a little tip there to help you. But going back to the business use percentage, I think people don't really understand why that's important, but it's because you're going to have these expenses or, you know, this mileage, whatever method you use to take. Let's talk about expenses. You want to be able to deduct as much of that expense as you can. But since you're not allowed to just deduct personal expenses, you're only going to be able to take the business portion. So that's kind of like an important thing to talk about. Another thing is, how do I know like what my miles are? The IRS gets kind of like picky about this. They separate commuting miles versus business miles. So if you're self-employed, which, you know, we kind of focus on a lot when it comes to these auto deductions, that's what this video is about today. We're not going to talk about like charitable miles or military miles, but let's talk about business miles. You want to have your home office in your home, because then that gives you a starting point as you go out to run errands. Or one thing you want to be aware of is if you have a regular office, then they're going to say from your home office to your regular office is commuting. So there's a lot of things to take into consideration when we say, well, what was, you know, a business trip? What was the business mileage? And then there's the whole rental aspect. I know you have rentals, Kristen. So do you have a home office for your starting point as you're doing all of your rental errands and stuff?
Yeah, so we actually have a separate home office for where we work on our rental properties. So when I have to run out or Chris has to run out and we say have to fix a mailbox, the miles from my home office, which is my house, to let's say the rental to assess, and then to Home Depot to pick up, say, a new mailbox, and then go back to the rental to physically fix it, and then miles home, that all counts. All those pinpoints of where we went during that day, they all count towards my mileage deduction for my rental income business.
Yeah, and I really love that you do that, because I feel like a lot of people with rentals miss out on this particular deduction. Either their accountant doesn't tell them about it, or they just don't know. But it's the auto deduction is great. And, you know, as long as you do it right and you're tracking your miles and these are legitimate business trips and you have the home office that's regularly and exclusively used for business, you know, you're able to deduct your miles. You know, obviously, like I said, you keep your track of the commuting and the one that they'll consider commuting. Another kind of like very complicated topic we won't get into a lot today, but is Uber. Like Uber drivers, they drive so many miles. The auto deduction is one of their biggest, you know, deductions that they have. And so they want to start looking at what time did they go available, but they also want to make sure they have a home office. And there's back and forth on this. People have different ideas of, you know, what's a commuting mileage versus what isn't. You know, say the Uber driver's off the clock and he drives to go get some food, then now he's not available, he's not traveling for business. So as you can see, it gets to be kind of like a very complex topic. But if you're just a basic business owner or you have some rental properties, make sure that you have that home office, and then make sure you're tracking your mileage and your, like Kristen said, she actually says what she does on the trips. I love that. I think that's great. I personally use QuickBooks for mine. So I just go into my little QuickBooks app and my vehicle's already in there, and I'll use maps to get the address of where I'm going. And then I stick it in there and I say a to and a from, and I put my little reason. So there's other apps and stuff that you can use as well. Just depending.
Yeah. And that being said, when you go back and you start to look at this, kind of click just now too, because I didn't realize that all of the traveling, you actually told me as my CPA, you told me to go back and to look at my rentals and figure out, you know, how many miles we would have done this year at the rentals. And I was like, wow, I never realized that I should be tracking the mileage for the rentals. My S Corp, yes, but never separated, never thought about it, wasn't tracking it. So I went back, and for like 2023, I went back and I was like, okay, well, I have my log of what was done at the rentals for the year. So I went back and I was like, okay, well, the mailbox, go back to the mailbox situation. It's like, okay, we went to Home Depot, we were at this rental, went to Home Depot, we fixed the mailbox, and I have a log that says everything that we did for the rentals. And then I was able to go back and say, okay, well, the mileage from home office to the rental to Home Depot. And I was able to actually backtrack and create a log, which was hugely helpful. So being that this is being filmed in 2024, before April, if you go back and check your log or your credit card transactions or the receipts that you've been tracking in your business for business use, you can go back and say, okay, well, these are some miles that I can look back and confidently take and log as business miles. Because I believe it's 67 cents for 2024, if I'm right, is the mileage for that the federal government's giving you. That's significant.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a term for what you said. We call this in the accounting world reconstructing. So you're reconstructing
yes.
your mileage log, and the IRS does allow you to reconstruct your mileage log. They actually do. And so you could also look at your maps. You can also look at your Google calendar. If you have appointments in your calendar and you're like, oh, I know I had this business meeting and I went here. So I love that. I love that you said you reconstructed it, because you can definitely do that. There's, now that we live in a digital age, there's a lot. I mean, you could even, some of the influencers that I work with, they'll be doing certain things at their Airbnb, like fixing it up or whatever. And they take a video. They're like, I'm at my Airbnb fixing it up. Well, guess what? Now there's a timestamp, and you know, you were at your Airbnb at that day. I mean, it's all out there for the world to see. So it's really helpful when reconstructing your mileage. I mean, I'm not perfect. I tend to lag. And so sometimes a whole month or two will go by and I'll be like, oh, I haven't tracked any of my business trips. I have to do the same thing. I try not to wait a whole year to reconstruct it because that's just like overwhelming. But
you're going to miss things if you wait a whole year. Yeah.
And I would rather take the time to save the money than just like let it go. But everybody's different. You know, it depends.
And so, yeah, but I mean, the point is that the federal government gives you these opportunities to save money and it's your job to take advantage. And the more you know, the better you're going to be at taking advantage of these little tips and tricks.
Agree. I mean, you're going to be driving to do it anyway. Let's get the deduction and keep more of the money in our pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about keeping money in my pocket.
So I want to talk to you about something else really quick. So I was thinking about this, and I know that you have some like decals on some of your cars to promote your YouTube channel. As a business owner, kind of as you were deciding to do this, did you think about how putting these on, like what kind of business expense is this going to be? Make your car 100% business use? Kind of explain that a little bit to our viewers because I love it.
Yeah, so it's really funny, and I was just talking to my husband about this. We were asked to be on somebody's podcast because they wanted to kind of construct how being on YouTube or being on OnlyFans, you get to write off all these things like your car. And I was like, it's so funny because people think that because, and it's my YouTube channel. That's what Marita is referring to. My YouTube channel is on a sticker on my Lamborghini and on my BMW and actually on my boat as well. So that is just basically free advertising for me. Just because my YouTube channel is on my vehicles, it does not make any of them an actual business write-off. It's a benefit for me to advertise, but just because my logo is on there does not make my vehicles a 100% business write off. Yes, I use my vehicles for business use, but I don't like, I use them for personal use too. And I have a beautiful breakdown, like I talked about earlier, that says like these miles were business and these miles were personal. The logo does not, and I'm sure you'll confirm this, just because you have a logo or your car is wrapped, if you're not using it physically 100% of the time for business, just because you did these little things to your vehicle doesn't make it 100% business use.
Yeah, this is perfect because I feel like over the years I've had, so many clients who are confused about this. And, you know, you said it very simply and such an easy way to understand is that the actual use of the car, physically using it, is what is going to promote business use. Whereas that wrapping or the decals is advertising. So you can deduct some or all of the cost of the wrapping and even some of the maintenance. If you have a car wrap and you need to go get it regularly maintenance, that can be an advertising cost for your business, but it's not going to change whether your car is actually being used for business and opens up that auto deduction.
Yeah, it's good you said that too, because it's a separate expense. It would be like an advertising expense, not a vehicle related expense.
Right.
So that's all we have on this topic. I hope you guys got a lot of information about it, enjoyed it. And if you have questions, definitely comment below. We love to see the questions come in, and we will see you guys next time. Make sure you're subscribing to CPA After Dark. Bye.